Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
By Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street. If you haven't been to Urban Obsession before, they are a full-service salon offering hair, nails, and Nova Lash eyelash extensions.
It's where Jackie and I both get our hair did, so make sure you go there. Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street, and tell them that we sent you there.
Hello, and welcome to the Gray and Green Show. It's Jackie Green and Kelsey Grunda.
We just like started. We were talking and then all of a sudden you were like, hello.
You said, let's start.
Hi.
So I'm currently drinking what I call basement pop.
Free pop. Is that the free pop?
Heck yeah.
I take credit for that free pop.
There was free pop downstairs that no one knew about and Kelsey introduced me to it. So I took one yesterday and I hid it in the back of the fridge up here. So today it would be nice and cold.
That was so smart of you. There aren't that many free pops left, so I should like stash them in my desk.
I know, and one of the sales girls saw me getting free pop and was like, oh, that's been there the whole time?
Which one?
Starts with an S.
Oh, no.
She's going to drink our free pop.
I'm going to hide it.
Yeah.
I need to find a new hiding place for the free pop. The cooler is pretty obvious.
Because there's not a lot left, but we need it for ourselves.
Absolutely. I'm not sharing.
That is totes our free pop.
And now also Gravy knows where the free pop is. So if I hide it again, then he won't know where it is.
Yeah, but he won't drink diet. And that's what I like. What do you like?
I'll drink anything free.
Oh, okay.
TBH. Diet is my preferred.
Like I won't drink Coke.
Ooh. I will if I really need a pop and it's all I have.
See, I won't. It makes my teeth feel weird.
Like slimy.
Yeah, and like gritty and gross. But he only drinks pop when it can be full flavor. He don't like the other stuff.
The diet.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hide it in my new desk, which you don't know where it is. I told you have to come and find
me. Yeah, I said, Kelsey, where's your new desk? And she said, you'll have to come and find me.
We're renovating,
like a weirdo.
We're renovating the offices here at work. So probably like 7 or 8 of us have to completely go to new offices, and I didn't tell Jackie where I was at. And I just moved, like, final, my computer and everything has moved this morning, so you don't even know where my office is.
It won't be hard to find. It's not like we're in some big building.
I know. It's just funny.
Oh, my God. There would be candy and pop waiting for me at that desk.
Right. But, no, that's the thing, too. I hid my snack drawer. My snack drawer is not my new office, so Gravy doesn't know where my snack drawer is.
Did he used to come and take your snacks?
Well, he would wait until I got something out, and then he'd take one while
then
asking
he'd say, ooh, give me one of those.
If he could have one.
Oh, he does that to me all the time. Thought you were on a diet, bro.
Like yesterday when you and I were talking and I was eating M&M's and he just like held his hand out at
me. Yeah, he's like, give me one.
Do
I don't
want
to give you
an
one.
M&M? What are you doing?
Did you just hear me burp? I just burped right into the microphone. I'm so sorry.
It's that free pop.
Dude, the free pop made me burp, but it felt so good coming out. Oh my gosh.
What else is new?
Well, we're going to talk about you first.
Oh.
Because you have something new. You probably don't even know what you have new.
No, I don't.
You're moving, and like I'm freaking out for you. We need to find you a home.
Oh, yeah. Jackie's really stressed out because I'm moving. I currently have roommates. They're all displacing. Actually, my male roommate is moving this weekend. His girlfriend bought a house, but he's still paying rent.
Okay.
So I'm moving, and I haven't found a place to live yet. I have until my lease is up at the end of September, and I haven't found a place yet. I look every single day on Craigslist. I type in my maximum budget. My problem is when I find something that's in my budget, it's like directly next door to a crack house. And if it's like where I want to live, it's way above my budget. So something's going to have to change. I'm going to have to either change my budget somehow or change where I want to live somehow. I'll figure it out. But you are super stressed out about it.
Here is what we need to get out of the way about Kelsey, though, because a lot of people don't know this about you. Kelsey only works here part-time.
Correct.
Because she is also a student.
Yeah. So I'm a part-time student, part-time employee. So basically, that means I'm constantly working or going to school, but I'm technically only part-time both of those things.
So you're making like $12 an hour, but you don't have benefits and you're like FML.
Right. So that's why it's so hard, especially here in Grand Rapids, to find something in my budget.
So what are we going to do? It's like really stressing me out. Like we literally, the mom in me comes out and I'm like, no, you're not. What are you doing watching Netflix, Kelsey? Are you still watching? Say no, I need to go find a home.
I mean, I'm not that worried because I feel like if it comes down to it, I'm going to find something. But Also, I'm not going to be homeless. Like, if it comes down to it, yeah, it would suck, but I could move back in with my parents if I really needed to.
Right.
Which, that's 2 hours from here, so I would have to quit my job.
And quit school.
But, I'm not going to be homeless.
Could you live on campus? Like a college freshman?
Well, I don't, because the freshmen go to the Allendale campus and grad students like I am go to the downtown campus.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if there's even technically housing downtown.
You're like, I need some housing. House me.
I think there are apartments that are associated with the campus, but I don't think
they're not owned by Green Valley.
Mm-mm. So I couldn't take out loans to pay for it or something like that. You know what I mean?
I'm like nervous for you.
I'm a little bit nervous now that we're in August. I'm getting pretty nervous. July, I wasn't that nervous.
But a couple weeks went by, and now I'm kind of scared. Once we get to September, we need to have a game plan.
Yeah, my car is starting to look pretty appealing.
At least you have a nice car. You can always sleep in.
I do have a nice car, but I have a dog.
You can stay with us, which I've said before.
No, I know. It's. I'm going to find a place. You're way more stressed out than I am.
You're sweating.
She's trying to convince herself that it's
going
to be fine.
It's going to be fine. No, I know it will end up being fine. I'm just like, so I do this a lot. I get wrapped up in other people's lives. And then I'm like, it feels like when you're watching Netflix and you can't look away because you want to watch every episode right now.
Right.
That's what I'm like with people's lives. I want to fast forward and know the future. I want to know exactly what's going to happen to you. This is the Kelsey Show on Netflix.
Oh, I would love that. And then I could just not even a little bit stressed out.
Because you'd know.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be ballin'.
So what's new with you?
Okay. That's my news. This week, I am... Okay, I got to really back up. Okay. Do you know what Rockford Ninja Warrior is?
I know what Ninja Warrior is.
Okay, American Ninja Warrior is the television show we see where they do the crazy obstacle course way up in the air and it's nuts.
It's
and then they go
insane.
They run the warp wall and go bong and then the buzzer goes off, whatever. It's like really hard. Well, every year they have Rockford Ninja Warrior and it was in Rockford, Michigan where I live, which is like 10 minutes from Grand Rapids, 20 minutes from Grand Rapids.
Right.
And it was growing and growing and this year got moved to the Deltaplex.
Yeah.
So I'm giving them totally free plugs, but I'm getting somewhere with this, I promise. Jim does it every year. Like, this is Jim's thing. He wants to be an American Ninja Warrior.
And he does CrossFit regularly. Yeah. And so he is really
And Jim
shape.
Is really, like, wiry. Like, he can climb trees and be, like, hang on things. Like that's,
Spider-Man.
He's, like, a little bit of Spidey. Yeah, he's got that. Jim's, like, wah, wah. He can jump really high. It's, like, nuts. I don't know. That's his thing. So they came to me here at work, and they're like, would you do Rockford Ninja Warrior? They just want someone out here, you know, from work to go do it for fun. And I go... Yeah, well, I'll fail, but I'll do it. So I said, I'd do it. It's Friday. I got to go do this now. And Monday, I had in the actual American Ninja Warriors, like people from the show that have finished a bunch.
Oh.
Yeah, and I interviewed them. And they were all
were
like
they super buff?
Super ripped. Well, no, not super buff, but they're lean, but they're like, they got muscle, but they're like thin. They're not like jacked.
See, if you had told me you were going to fail, I wouldn't believe you because you're also very in shape. And
but this is, have you ever watched it? Like, these are where they, like...
I can't tell a lie. I don't think I've ever watched the whole thing.
Okay, they jump from, like, a little trampoline, say, to, like, 10 feet in the air, and then they have to swing from bars to bars and, like, do, like, fish ladder where you have, like, pegs, and you're just using your arms, you go up a ladder, like... It's, like, intense stuff. It's not, like,
so
easy
stuff. So it's mostly
stuff.
Upper body, what you would say.
I think it's your whole body, but I think it's just about being... You're either good at it, and it's a balance. It's, like, a bunch of stuff.
So you never... You could, like... Finish this thing.
No, there's no way I can finish it. Because the warp wall, I could never get up. I probably won't get past the first thing, which is those quintuple steps. They're steps that are like this, like angled down.
Oh, I think that's
easy. And they're far apart, and you have to jump from one to one, like leapfrog.
You just go really fast.
That's what Jim said. But like...
See, I've already got it down.
I know.
You
should come with me and do it too. It's going to be after my thing on Friday. I do it at the restaurant.
I don't think... If you even put monkey bars, like children's monkey bars in front
I can't
of me,
either.
I couldn't even do that. I
can't
think.
Either.
That's just not the type of strength
they told
that
me.
I
so
have.
When the ninjas were in here, I was like, no, I'm screwed. And they're like, no, you're not. You look pretty fit. I'm like, no, I'm screwed. And they're like, you can use your lower body by using it to swing, using it like the momentum, like things like that.
I feel like that takes practice.
Exactly.
Though.
So I'm screwed. And I have to do this Friday and people are going to be there watching.
How many people?
I don't know, a lot. It's at the Deltaplex now.
But... Do they have an audience at that point in time while you're
there? I don't
think
they have an audience there as much as all the people that are registered to do it themselves. And then people watch.
Okay, but also I'm guessing, like, I'm going to throw a percentage out there. 60% of the people that are doing it won't make it like halfway.
Oh, no. I'd say 75, 80%.
Okay, good.
When I watched Jim do it, and this was years ago, so maybe people are better now that it's been in the community.
Did he finish it?
No, but he got 75% done.
He's never finished
it. And that was his
it.
Second time. Like, second that night, they had extra time. They're like, oh, we finished early. So you could pay $10 to do it again.
And he did.
And he did. And that time, he made it 75%. The first time, he didn't make it past the second obstacle.
So he's never finished
No.
it. And you would say he's way more in shape than you are?
In shape for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to come watch. Is Jim doing it this year, too?
Well, he just called me and goes, what time do you have to do it again? I go, 2. And he goes, crap, I'm going to go register online. I'll do it. I'll do it on my lunch break. So now he's going to try to do it.
I want to come watch both of you do
I know.
It.
He's trying to get a coworker to do it with him.
I feel like you're going to be better than you think you are if you just don't overthink it.
Oh, I'm going to overthink it. The
yeah,
thing
I
is,
know
anything,
you are.
Anything that has to do with like hanging, I'm done.
I would just panic.
I would. Well, I'll get up on the bar and hang there and be like, I'm done. And when you fall into a thing of water.
Oh, even at the Deltaplex you do?
Well, the one on TV you do, and the one outside at Rockford Ninja Warrior you always do.
Dang, that stinks. And then you have to come to work afterwards.
Yeah. I'm going to have to like rinse off or bring a big towel or something.
I feel like you're just going to get to a certain point where you're like, oh, crap, what do I do next? And then just fall.
Mm-hmm.
But Gravy is also doing it, and he is definitely going to do worse than
you
are.
I don't think he'll get through the quintuple steps.
No, he won't.
The first thing. I don't think he'll get through it. I was trying to, he kept saying to me, oh my God, I'm going to die. Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm going to die on this thing. And I kept saying to him, no, you don't get it. You won't, because you won't make it past the first obstacle, so you'll never get to the hard part.
Right. Like, I mean, he's not listening, so I don't have to say no offense, but no offense to him, but he's not an active human being. I think even admit that. Like, he doesn't work out or exercise in any way,
any
shape,
capacity.
Or form. So to ask him to go and do something like this, it's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Well, these guys that came in, they were, like, really good looking.
Did you post a picture of it?
Yes.
I'm going to have to go look.
I did a live video with them.
I wish I had been here.
So the one was a young guy. He's like 24. He was cute. But he's like 24. So
I need to pull up your... Is it on Instagram?
It's on my Instagram.
I can't believe I didn't even know they were here. What time was this?
It was at like 5.
Are they going to be there on Friday?
Oh, yeah. A bunch of the pro ninjas are coming.
So they're going to watch you do it.
They're not going to watch me. They're watching all the people that are there.
Oh, here they are. Which one's the cute one?
I think the guy with the long hair.
I don't like long hair.
Oh,
so he's
girl.
Not cute to me.
That's
the
not
middle,
a great
photo. The middle one's the cute one.
Yeah, he is too. He is too.
So these are all people who have actually finished the television.
Not even just once, but like 50 times. Like they've been on TV a bunch. Like
they
on NBC.
They look as muscular as I
That's
thought
what I'm
they
saying.
Would.
It's not about muscle. It's like more of the agility.
And practice.
And balance and practice. Exactly.
So, yeah.
But, like, they could do, like, standing backflips and stuff. They're crazy.
Holy crap.
They do, like,
I want to see
okay,
that.
What's it called? Parkour. Free running. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen that?
Yep.
A lot of them do stuff like that. That kind of crap.
What? That's just insane to me. I really feel like now I need to come and watch this. So it's actually a ticketed event, though, on Saturday and Sunday. So what does the ticket get you? Do you know?
Okay, Saturday and Sunday, what you're watching are the pros. So the people that you've seen on NBC do this, like, live in Vegas in the national finals, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
They're competing against each other for a cash prize.
So can you just go and watch?
Yes.
The normal people, though, like the people who sign up and register online, do they do it on Friday?
I don't know how that works.
Because that's the part I would want to watch.
You want to watch the amateurs?
Yeah.
Why do you want to watch the amateurs?
Funny.
It will be funny.
I think it would be really funny.
So the year when Jim did it, it was the first year they'd ever had it. And the first like 25 people go and they don't even make it past.
The first obstacle.
No, they made it through the first obstacle and the second one. So the first one was those steps. So you go back and forth.
Okay.
The second one was a balance beam that was on like rope almost. So it swung back and forth. And you had to walk the path. Yeah, and it, like, moved a lot. So that, you know, they make it through there. But when they get to the trampoline to jump off the trampoline onto the bar to then begin the real hard stuff, they would fall immediately.
Oh, yeah, I would.
And there was no water yet at that point. You're still on ground.
So what do you fall on?
You're not falling from a high height.
Oh.
You just don't jump up to reach the bar. You don't reach it, and you're done.
Gotcha.
So everyone did that. No one was in the water, and people in the crowd were going, water, water. So we wanted to see someone take a dump with it. So Jim does it, doesn't hit the bar, and he walks out. He's standing there, and people are screaming water, and Jim goes, shrugs his shoulders and just jumps in the water. But then it was like October. He's like soaking wet head to toe, and he's going, and we're outside, and he goes, I want to do it again, but you can't. That's the thing, is once you're out, you're out. Because so many people, it would take forever if people did it more than once.
Yeah.
So at the end, he wanted to wait because they said if there's time at the end, we'll let people pay a fee, because it was going to like charity or like a church event, and you can do it again. And he's like, I'm waiting. He looked even though blue. He's freezing. His lips were like blue, and it was all just to be funny because he's stupid.
And did he do it? Was that the year he did it again?
And that was the time he did it again, and then did okay.
Oh, I really want to come and watch this. I wonder, do you know off the top of your head how many people sign up to do it?
Hundreds.
So what does the normal, like, people like you guys who do it, they're just doing it to see if they can finish or
not? Yeah, I
think
so. And
then the professionals are doing it for a cash
I'm doing
prize.
It because a guy at work came upstairs and said, would you do me a favor and go to my client's event and do this? And I said, yeah, why not?
Okay, so other people from Grand Rapids are doing it just to see if they can do it.
Yes.
I was thinking it would be like a qualifying to see if you could do it on TV or something.
They have those around the country, like the preliminary rounds, and they air those on TV. It's like when you go to audition for American Idol.
Right.
Not everyone gets on the show, but you can sign up and try.
Dang, there's so much more to
this. But to get through, it's like based on time and completion. So they time you. And this is on the show for the preliminary rounds. Uh-huh. And if you complete the whole thing and it takes you 7 minutes, I don't know, I'm making a number up because I don't know how long it takes them. 7 minutes. Uh-huh. And you're the first one to complete the whole thing. Well, then you got to watch. There's only so many people go on to the finals.
Right.
And if a bunch of other people do it faster than 7 minutes, they get in even if you finish the course. Now, sometimes you'll see a prelim where barely anyone finishes and the last person to go to finals didn't finish the course but made it to the closest in the in like a time and they get to go.
Oh, weird. That's so weird. I'm going to come and watch you. I have to come and see.
And it's work, so you're like, it's work.
Right, I have to work. I'll go and hang one banner.
Yeah, it's work. Well, there'll be probably banners there because we're the sponsor.
Yeah, the banners were hung up yesterday.
Wasn't you, though?
No, it wasn't me.
Do we have a new person?
I gave them to the sales rep.
And nice.
He went and did it.
Nice. Good job, John. Way to do it. Take one for the team.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming. What else is new with you besides?
Oh, well, I did my pageant, so that was cool.
Yeah, I want to hear every single thing about your pageant.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the pageant, and it was really fun, and it was in Savannah, and I met a lot of girls I liked, but I got first runner-up.
Why do you say that like it's a bad thing?
Because I was devastated.
Jackie texted me on Saturday and said she was so nervous she was going to throw up, and she was telling me how bad she wanted to win, and I was like, this is a completely different person than I talked to about the pageant 72 hours prior to this.
That's hilarious, because that's exactly what my good friend Katie, who was there, said. She goes, I'm going to be real with you. She's like, you are a different human when you get nervous. You need to stop being nervous.
Right. Like, I feel like you didn't care the week of. You were just like, oh, it's going to be fun. I'm kind of sad. Jim's not going. Blah, blah. And then on Saturday, you were like, oh!
Yeah. No, that's what always happens. Because then you meet all the other girls. You're like, oh, my God, they're so accomplished.
Like, how accomplished? Like, what was the
They had,
winner?
Like, crazy stories. Like, so you don't, well, A, you don't know how their interview goes because you're not sitting there watching their interview.
Right.
But I can only imagine, based on some of their life stories, like how their interview went, and it had to have been awesome. One of the women, this is the craziest story I've ever heard. One of the women was raised in like a religion that I don't know what it was, but a very strict religion where she got married very young and then basically was forced to have no birth control, no kind of contraception, and she had to be with her husband a certain amount. And she ended up having 10 kids in like 12 years.
What?
Yeah. And she was forced to homeschool them her whole life, their whole lives. She was forced to make all their clothes, or 90% of their clothes, she said, grow their food.
This is like a Lifetime movie.
And then she found out there was abuse happening to the children, and I'm giving you a look, because that kind of abuse.
Oh, no.
And she literally took all 10 kids and left. And then started new.
And she probably had to, like, escape.
Yeah. And started new. And met a new man, and now, years later, is remarried to someone new who's, like, I met him. He was really nice. But, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, some of these people have crazy stories. Like, and now you're, like, brave enough to go and be in a pageant?
Right.
Like, I think that's
and
nuts.
Talk about that.
Yeah, and talk about that.
On a regular basis.
Right.
That's insane.
I thought that was nuts.
When you were telling me about the pageant, one thing that I didn't know going into it, which I didn't know a lot about pageants anyways, but how spread out everything is. Will you talk more about that?
Yeah.
Like when you watch it on TV, like everything's all like in one night.
So when you watch on TV, they're showing you the finals.
Right.
And so what you didn't see was all week long, like if we're using like Miss USA for an example, or Miss America, all week long they competed on stage and got judged in preliminary rounds. So once you see them on stage and they do that big opening number sequence and they say
their
names,
they've already been judged.
And so then they call the top 15 immediately because they already were judged.
Okay, now tell me about your preliminary stuff.
Okay, so mine didn't do a preliminary like that, but it did do like Thursday we did like a group thing where we all went and walked around downtown Savannah and just like saw the city and did like a group walk and like met. Yeah, it was really pretty. It was cool. And met like a bunch of kids out there and like took pictures and it was just fun. And then we came back and had like an orientation where they tell you, hey, this weekend, this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. This is how everything works. Here's your schedule. Mm-hmm. These are what times your interviews are at. Then we went to bed. The next day, my interview was at 10:30.
In the morning. Okay.
So you basically get up and get ready.
Uh-huh.
And then you go down for interview. You do your interview. And then we had... You had, like, till the rest of the day till about 5 o'clock to just do whatever you wanted.
Okay.
Which was cool because I went shopping and did stuff in downtown Savannah.
Yeah.
Then at 5, we walked to historic Savannah to, like, a historic restaurant. Mm-hmm. And they gave us all, like, a fancy dinner.
Oh, nice.
And then we went on a carriage ride around Savannah as, like, a group.
Cool.
And that was cool. And, like, we had to wave at people. We're all in our little crowds and sashes.
That's awesome.
And we learned about, like, historic Savannah, like, where Forrest Gump was filmed and, like, all this cool stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That's really cool.
Yeah. We learned a lot about, like, ghosts. Everyone in Savannah is, like, it's haunted here.
Oh, really?
You can't walk more than 400 or 500 feet without stepping over a body, a buried body.
I want to go.
Because
that's awesome.
They were telling us that, like, there are so many bodies because I guess there was a yellow fever outbreak way back in the 1800s. And, like, it literally cleaned out almost all the people, killed them all.
So
but
cool.
Something to do with, like, African descent. They had, like, a gene that didn't cause them to get yellow fever.
Okay.
So a lot of the slaves lived.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they said it was crazy. They told us, and I might be butchering that story, so don't call me. I'm not a historian here,
right.
But that's the gist of it. And so, like, they didn't know what yellow fever was and know that's what was causing it because people were just dying.
Uh-huh.
And so there were thousands of bodies buried underneath.
That's
and that was just
insane.
One of the reasons all the bodies are buried.
I'm going to Wikipedia the crap out
of
this afterwards.
They told us crazy stories. Like, there was this one house we went by. They go, this is going to make you think of the movie, but it's no tie to the movie. They told us, that, at least that's what they told us. There is this haunted story. This is creepy as F. We went by this building. They're like, see that window up there? People don't go in there because it's like terrifying. And I'm like, why? And they said, this girl named Annabelle used to live up there. And apparently her husband or fiance, her betrothed, went away to war and never came back. And she waited for him. And she ended up like, when he found out he wasn't ever coming back, like, jumped out a window and killed herself.
Uh-huh.
And now they claim her ghost is up there.
Oh, I would have went up there.
It, like, they said people go up there. It's like in an old hotel, I want to say. They said people will go up there and like they swear it's cold. They swear they feel a shove on their back. Like they had crazy accounts. And the people telling the story were like normal people. Like if it was like your part-time job during college. And the guy was like, I don't know. You don't have to believe it. I'm just telling you, like, people say it's legit.
Dang, I would have
like,
went up there.
And he had
for
tons
sure.
of stories like that. Like, it was insanity.
That sounds like an awesome place
and
to go.
And one of
then.
The horses that was in Forrest Gump for like 5 minutes pulled our carriage.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's
he said,
awesome.
This horse was in Forrest Gump.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's an old movie. Is the horse like
in the
old?
90s.
I didn't know horses lived that long.
I think horses live a long time.
Okay, what happened after the carriage ride?
Oh, then we go back and we just could go to bed or do whatever you want.
And then
the next day, we woke up and we had to be there at 8 a.m. at the theater. And we just rehearsed, like, the opening number sequence.
Uh-huh.
Then we rehearsed, like, where you go on stage for evening wear, where you go on stage during your fitness wear. And then you're done and you go back and get ready. And then at 6 o'clock, we started the actual event.
Okay. And so what time did it all end?
I was done by 8. It was
Holy
like a 2-hour
cow,
show.
That's fast.
Yeah. Jim said that too, because normally you'll go to these things and they just butcher them and it's like 4 hours and you're like, are we ever going to crown the winner? But this was like not a bunch of divisions, you know, it was just one big group of ladies and it flew by. Like
that's
2 hours and 15 minutes
quick.
And we were done.
I can't believe your first runner up. That's so cool. Like, I'm so proud of
Winning
you.
Winning would have been so cool.
No.
I was so upset. And I had to act like, because I'm like, I don't like people. I don't want people to think I'm mean. So I had to act like I was like, I don't even care. Like, I wanted first runner up, actually. I didn't even want to win.
Like, why would I want to win?
I thought it'd be a lot of stress if I won. So I wanted this. Reality was, I wanted to win. I was so upset.
So now, though, if anything happens to the first place winner, do you get to take her place?
Yes.
So what does the first place winner do? Does she have, like, duties?
Well, we have, like, a contract you sign when you win a pageant, and this one is like that. And you basically, you have to do a certain set of appearances at charitable organizations throughout the year. So normally it's, like, 20 or 15. Okay. So you have to do it in a year, which is not asking that much, really.
No.
And then you turn them in, and that's just kind of your deal.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And you represent the organization,
right,
like online. You're supposed to have like a social media presence where it's like you don't necessarily need to make two appearances a week, but maybe one, at least once a week, post something with your banner or your crown. Like,
yeah,
like I would do that as a state queen. I would do at work. Like if I met someone cool, I'd be like, oh, let me put my banner on. Like,
yep,
just stuff like that.
Yep. So how many people competed total?
Dude, it's funny you just we're talking about this because Ms. Louisiana just sent me a message just now.
What does she want?
She just sent me pictures saying, hey girl. Like, so we made friends.
How many people, how many girls?
I think there were 26 contestants.
Oh, so there's not one person from every state?
No. A lot of times you'll see that at big pageants like Miss USA, where that's like huge and televised, but most pageants don't have that many.
So you're friends with Miss Louisiana. Who else are you friends with?
I mean, pretty good friends with everybody, but Miss Louisiana and Miss Florida became pretty close. And Miss Georgia.
So cool.
Yeah, she was really nice too.
I want to hear more about the interview portion.
What do you want to know?
Like, what do they ask you?
Well, okay, so
is it like a job interview?
They call it round robin. And basically, you go into a conference room with four other girls.
Okay.
And you stand in the center of the room facing each other like this. And this is actually how, like, every pageant I've been in does it.
Okay.
And you stand facing each other, like, in a circle. And the judges are at tables around the room on their own.
Okay.
And they'll say, Jackie, you go to judge one. You know, Becca, you go to judge two, like that.
Uh-huh.
And then when they say switch, you go clockwise to the next judge. You have 5 minutes with each judge.
So they each are asking you the same things or different things?
Whatever they want.
Oh, okay.
So they have your bio form in front of them. So they kind of know a little bit about you, assuming they did their research and read it.
Uh-huh.
Some are just like, hi, tell me about yourself. So they go to your judges. So they'll say, okay, time. And then you turn around and you go sit down. So I was with, you know, judge three first. And, you know, I just introduce myself, sit down, and then they just start asking you questions.
How long are you with each judge?
5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And they give you a 1 minute, and then they give you time. And then you stand up, you go back to the center, and then they give the judges, like, 30 seconds to wrap up their notes or their scores.
Uh-huh.
And then they say, okay, time. And then you go sit back down to the next judge.
Oh, that sounds so intense.
Like, one of the judges, this is crazy, he is a guy who works for a scholarship organization that gives one of the largest scholarships in the country to college or something.
Gosh, yeah.
And he interviews, what was it, like, hundreds of scholarship applicants a year. Hundreds.
So he's like a professional.
He literally interviews people to win the scholarship. Like, I don't know, hundreds of kids that apply for it. Every single year, he interviews all of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that's what he does. So I wish I would have known that before I interviewed with him, because I don't think I did very good on that side.
So what? Just give me some examples of things they're asking you about your platform or just, like, about yourself.
Well, first I'll tell you an embarrassing story is the first judge I sat down with, that guy, I sit down, and things were going really well. And apparently, okay, things are going well, I think. And then he goes, thank you. And I'm like, he's wrapping up. And I'm like, they haven't said time yet. And what am I going to do? Sit here and stare at you until they say time? So I just kept going. And I'm like talking. And he's like, yeah. Then he goes, thank you. And I'm like, this is really weird. So I go, okay. And then I stood there. And then I don't know what made me do it, but I kind of glanced over my shoulder. And all the other contestants were back in the center.
Oh, my
God. They had said
gosh.
Time, and I didn't hear them. And so I go, oh, I'm sorry. And I stood up, and I walked back to the center. And then I didn't know what to do. So then I just said, I'm really sorry I didn't hear you say time. And she goes, it's okay. And I go, I'm really sorry. And I said it to the judge again. And he goes, it's fine. And I go, okay, like, I'm, like, really sorry. And then I went back to the center. And I'm like, that was stupid. Why did I do that?
I'm so sweaty.
And that was my first one. And all the contestants in there with their judges saw me still sitting there. Like, they were standing in the center. Like, why is she still sitting there?
So how much longer do you think you were sitting there after they said
45 seconds to a minute.
I'm so sweaty right now.
I was so uncomfortable. And then I had to go to the next judge knowing that. And I was like, oh, this is so awkward.
So then you were like super aware listening for them to say the time.
It was terrible.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable.
Oh, God, it was so bad. My arm. I did not like that part.
But it must not have been that bad. You still got first runner up.
Right. Well, then the rest of the judges, I did pretty good. I think I did well with them.
Oh, I'm going to think
about
that.
But they ask all kinds of questions. They're supposed to stick to questions about you because, so back in the day, pageants would ask questions like, I don't know, see how smart you are, I guess, like drill you on like politics and like your
stance
on this.
That's what I thought it was.
Because they want to see that you're up with current events and you can represent the country with a, you know, open mind, like that kind of thing. They want you to be educated.
Right.
But now there's so much opinion surrounding like that kind of stuff that it's just, you don't have to know the facts to have an opinion anymore.
Right.
So they try to steer away at most pageants I've done from asking those questions, and they ask more about what do you do for your community?
Okay.
What have you done? What have you done the last 6 months that you think impacted your town?
Oh.
That kind of question.
Those are cool questions.
Yeah.
Then.
So those are kind of cool.
That situation is going to keep me awake at night for a long time, I think.
Really?
I'm so uncomfortable.
Is that bad?
I just feel bad for you. Like, if I was one of the other contestants, I would have wanted to be like, oh, honey.
Please. The other girls in the room were like, just looked at me and I went, that was so embarrassing. And they're like, it wasn't that bad. And I'm like, maybe, I think 45 seconds for me felt really long knowing that. But I think they were just like, oh, we just thought you were wrapping up your thought. They don't know that he kept saying, thank you. Thank you. He tried. He should have just said, I wish he would have said thank you. And then when I kept going, say, they said time. Like, just giving me a cue. Right.
Or just said, thank you, your time is up.
Or why didn't the girl say, time again?
Right.
That was so embarrassing. Oh, my God, now I'm reliving it.
Like, do you, because that, it's all, like, point scoring?
Yes, 1 to 10.
So do you think that that knocked points
off? I'm sure. Because they give them a speech, like, a lot of times you'll see in pageants, new judges have never done it. But, oh, she was really good. 9. And then the next girl,
that's what I would
oh,
do.
Wait, that was actually really good. Okay, 10. But then that keeps happening. And so then all the scores are like within this much, you know, a tiny little.
Okay.
So what they say is do not ever give a 10. Like an experienced judge knows you don't give a 10.
What if she was a 10?
Really good.
So it's possible. It's just
it's
rare.
It's possible to get a 10, but it's rare. Because
okay.
The thing is, if your scale is 10 is good and not 10 is outstanding, blown you away, then what happens is
everyone
good
gets a 9
is
or
9 10. Or 8. And then you're like, people who, they were really sweet, say, and they were nice, uh-huh. But they weren't blow you out of the water like, that. Wow, that person really has a good story, and that person's impacted their community, that kind of thing.
Right.
They already have a 9 because you interviewed them and gave them a 9. And this next person came in, and then you're like, oh, I just saw how good, okay, that's how this is supposed to go.
Right.
Well, that girl's a 10. Oh, no. And
got
so then
it.
You'll see, that's how you see sometimes people will win interview that you're like, how'd you win? Because it's like.
I understand.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
you get to see your scores afterwards?
Eventually, they're supposed to give you scores and comments. I don't know if I even want them.
So you haven't seen yours?
Not yet. It takes 30 days normally because they have to compile them all and put them into like a Word document for you. Because you have so different events, so they had to put them all on one paper.
So you'll get scores for all the whole pageant, every event
they
that you
said
do.
I would. I don't know if I want it.
Oh, my gosh. I got to see. I got to see what that judge said.
What if that judge said, wasn't listening, not paying attention, didn't let me talk? That's what I think they're going to say. And I don't want to hear it.
I will read them and tell you how they are and whether you should read them or not. Or I'll just
you
give
should
you
do a pageant.
The
I'll
best
enter you.
Ones.
And I'll be your coach.
I would literally be the worst.
You Why?
You should see me in a job interview. Literally, my pits sweat down to, like, my waist.
Why?
By the time I'm done. I get so nervous.
What are you nervous about?
I don't know. I want the person to like me so bad, and I feel like I try way too hard.
Job interviews don't scare me at all, but pageant interviews scare me.
Job interviews, I feel like I've have my pre-programmed answers down
right now
at this point in my life. But, like, when they throw in a question that I've never heard, I'm like,
right. Lord help me. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want this job that bad. Bye.
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave. I don't need a home. I don't need to make any more money. I'm out.
That's why I think that you should be so proud of being first runner up, because in situations like that, I would panic. Like, not everyone could do that.
Yeah, but
and
I
you
wanted
beat
to win.
How many people?
But I wanted to win.
I know you want
well,
to win.
Well, so then they, when you're on stage, they call the top five, and the top five have to go back out and answer an onstage question.
Okay.
You go out one at a time, and you pull a question out of a bowl, then they read it to you, and then they hand you the microphone, and you have to go.
I'm so nervous.
You have like 30 to 60 seconds, I think, to answer the question.
Okay, what was your question?
What was mine?
I'm so nervous.
Hold on. It's not that, they're not hard questions.
Okay.
Mine was really easy. It was like, if your friends could describe you, what would they say?
What did you say?
Well, I didn't know what to say. And so I said, well, first off, they'd probably say loud, because I have a tendency to talk very loud. And then I said, I'd hope they'd also say I'm a woman of integrity and, what'd I say, like a giving heart or something that also match up to the mission statement of this pageant that believes in empowering women and integrity.
That's a good answer.
I didn't think it was good. I was like, that was embarrassing. Walk off. I just yelled loud into the mic. I'm loud.
Did people laugh?
No.
Oh.
I know. If people had laughed, it'd be really.
How many people were there watching?
No one.
Like, how many?
Like, okay, this is going to get real weird. So, only people that were related to contestants, really.
Oh.
So this is, like, you know, 150 people maybe were there or less.
I thought you were going to say like 20 people.
No, it was less than, it was probably 100. And that includes everyone there. And this is where it gets real weird. There was a People's Choice Award. And basically, a dollar gets you a vote, one vote. You can vote as many times as you want per dollar. And the money all goes to charity.
Okay.
It's like a lot of pageants do it. And then it's just an award you win on stage. I did not have one person I know at this pageant. I won this award.
Jackie!
And no, but this is why it gets weird. I think there was a mistake. How would I have won this? I don't know one person there, and literally everyone there, it was like married to or related to, like someone's mom, grandma, husband, and sister was there, say. They're not going to vote, spend their money voting on me.
I wish you knew how many votes you got.
Me too, because I feel like, did someone feel guilty? Like, oh, I heard Miss Michigan doesn't have any
Here's
friends here. I'm
going to
throw a tenner in her basket and like.
Right.
When they called my name, I went, there's been a mistake. And the girl next to me goes, go up there. Like, go get your award.
What
I'm like,
are you doing,
there's
weirdo?
Had to have been a mistake.
That is kind of strange. I mean, not that people wouldn't vote for you, but if I was
there with a
family member, I'm going to vote for my family member.
Right.
Are the girls themselves allowed to vote?
No. They do it while we're on intermission and we're backstage waiting to go back on. They like pass, they have like, you go out to the lobby where intermission is, and they normally have like a basket with everyone's either headshot or like their name and title on it.
And then you put
it's like a box,
and
just drop money in it.
Maybe you looked similar to a different contestant.
My girlfriend told me her sister put $10 in my basket because she felt bad.
Why'd she feel bad?
Because I didn't have anyone there. And she said everyone was getting money put in their basket by their family except you.
That's nice of her.
Yeah.
Maybe a few people did that.
Little did she know. It was more than just her because I won.
Maybe like the girls that you made friends with, like Miss Louisiana, did you tell them you didn't have any family members there?
Yeah, but they did not tell their family because we joked about it the rest of the weekend. Like we went out for beers that night and they were like, Jackie won People's Choice. And I have 8 people here that came to watch me. Like it was like.
I don't know. I feel like they still could have been like, slip a 10 in her basket, Mom.
No, that didn't happen. I promise you. No one was thinking about that by the time we got up there.
Okay, I'm then going with the theory that you looked similar to a different contestant.
That could be. I wonder if I did. I was just wearing a, you know, gold dress. It wasn't like anything.
And so people were like, ooh, this is.
Oh, I like the one in gold. Who was that again? Michigan? I'll put that in there. Oh, it was really supposed to be Florida? Ooh.
I bet that's
could
what
happened.
Could have
been it. Probably.
Or people just flat out liked you, Jackie.
Well, we never got to the topic of today's podcast, but we're going to get there now, 37 minutes in. The topic was going to be, I was going to ask Kelsey questions that you get asked an onstage question.
Do you see my armpits?
Yes. Oh,
I'm
my God.
Sweaty. Just
I'm like uncomfortable looking at you.
Thinking about Jackie answering a question.
You're
on
answering
stage.
Them.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. These are all easy.
Okay. Wait, how many seconds do I have?
To think about it?
To answer. Like, doesn't your answer have to be like 30 seconds?
Oh, your answer has to be like less than a minute.
Oh, less than. Okay. I thought you had to talk for so long.
No. Less than.
Oh, thank God.
Like, you just start talking. When you're done, you're done.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm sweating. Can you ask me what my favorite date is?
What is your favorite date? April 23rd. It's not too hot. Not too cold. Oh, here's a good one.
I need a light jacket.
All right. Okay. I'm going to say it like they say it when they draw it out of the bowl.
Okay.
If you could go back and talk to your teenage self, what advice would you give?
Okay, pause.
Can't pause.
No, I'm just saying, like, this is my legit answer, and this is why I can't do pageants. I would say, stop f***ing up, you asshole.
Okay, but you can't say it. How would you say it in a job interview? You're on a stage in front of people.
That's why I couldn't do this. Okay, hold on. What would you go back and say to your teenager?
You can't hold on. You have to the point.
I know. I'm stressing out.
You have to just answer it.
I would tell my teenage self, go to college and get a good job.
But you already did that. That is what you did. All right. I'll go on to the next one. Ooh, I thought that was an easy one. I thought I was throwing you a softball, not a curveball. Oh, my. Okay. If you could... If you could go back in time and meet one person that's influential to our country, who would you meet and why?
I would go back in time and meet I would go back in time and meet Adolf Hitler because he was a bad man and I would tell him that.
Wait. If you Hey, I guess he was influential to our country.
I could think of.
I mean, I feel like you'd have to live in like Germany for that to be more influential to your country. I mean, I guess he impacted World War II for us.
That was the first person I could think of.
Oh my.
Okay, well, let's keep going. I'm ready. I'm getting better at this. At least I had.
Here's a question. This question I've been asked on the onstage question 3 different times.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
And it seems like the easiest thing.
Okay,
but
after I answer, you answer. And we'll compare and see whose is better.
How do you define the word beauty?
I define the word beauty as someone who has a big heart, which means they're beautiful on the inside as well as the outside, so they're attractive to look at.
You have to have both. Because if you don't have both, you're not truly beautiful. It's not just like an inside thing, like we want to think.
I'm getting good at this. What's your answer?
I think I said something once that beauty to me is passion and
God, that's good.
Having passion for anything, even if it's something that you may not understand, is beautiful. My passion is running and distance running, and I went on about that.
God, that's a good answer. You're freaking good at this.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. You should hear how I present it.
This is how a normal person does it.
What does success mean to you?
Success to me, it means you're happy in your everyday life and you're doing something that means something to you and your community.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Thank you. I'm getting better.
Okay, here's a good one. What is the biggest challenge that women face today?
The biggest challenge that women face today is that we still are treated unequally as compared to men, and we still don't get paid as much as men.
How can we change that?
We need to tell them to pay women more.
I like it. I'll take it because I want more money. Okay, I'm going to ask you 2 more.
Okay.
How would you describe what it means to be an empowered woman?
That was bad. I shouldn't have said empowered. An empowered woman is someone.
Why are you using that voice? Talk in your voice.
This is my pageant voice. This is my pageant voice. An empowered woman empowers women. End of statement.
Okay, last one. If you had to live your life over again, what part of your life would you most likely change and why?
I would most likely do more charity work in my next life.
Why? That's not the question.
And why?
The question was, if you could relive your life you've already had over again, what would you change?
Yeah, I would change that I would do more charity work.
Okay, and why?
Because that sounds like a nice thing to say, and I think I'm going to win this pageant now.
Why are you talking like this?
That's my pageant voice!
Okay, I'm going to ask you 1 more because I just need to know. Here are 2 more, actually, because these are ones I struggle with.
Okay, been asked these.
These are, okay, these questions, this pageant system decided to change it up this year, and they sent us a list of 40 questions, and these, all 40 of these are, like, typical pageant questions. I've seen them at every pageant. But they said, the questions in the bowl will be these 40. Only 5 people get to answer the question, because you have to be a finalist.
Okay.
But, just so you have a heads up, here are the 40 questions in the bowl if you want to take a look at them, and they gave them to us about 2 days before we left.
So did you study them at all?
No. The day of when we were in the room getting ready, I tried to look them over.
Oh, gosh.
If I studied them, I knew I'd get too crazy.
Yeah, that's probably okay. True.
If you were granted one wish, what would it be and why?
My wish is for world peace.
I like literally knew you were going to say that.
That's what they all say, isn't it? What would your answer
no
be?
No one would. Oh, I don't know.
My wish would be that we can all live brother and sister, man among men.
I don't understand. Brother and sister, man among men.
What's a man among men? When you ask me these man questions, I literally black out.
Okay, the last one then. Makes you unique?
I am unique because I am a great friend to my friends, and I'm a great daughter and sister, and I care about people around me.
Why are you talking like that?
That's my pageant voice.
Okay, last one for real. Just I saw this and I thought I'd say it. Hold on, where'd it go? I just saw it. Where'd it go? Hold on. You're going to have to hold on because I'm finding this right now. But you got to answer it in a normal voice.
Okay, normal voice. Because you talk in a normal voice when you're doing pageants.
I do on the radio.
Okay, you use your radio voice. I'll use my radio voice.
Did I already ask you, what has been your greatest contribution to your community and or state?
No, you haven't asked me that.
Oh, good. That's the one we're going to ask you.
Okay. My greatest contribution to my community and or state. I'm currently getting my master's degree in communication because I would like to teach at the college level. So I feel like as a teacher, as a professor at the college level, that will be my contribution. That's a hard word to say. Contribution to the community.
That was your best answer.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you.
But you should tie it into how it's going to help others.
It's going to help others because I will be able to...
Because I'm passionate about what I do, and I feel it's important for today's society to know more about communication.
To also be passionate
And further their communication skills.
Yes. That's boom! Cool. Nailed
Dude,
it.
Between the two of us, we'd win a pageant.
Can we just go up there and tag team it?
I feel like tag team back again. That is. Well, you did okay. I feel like you need to practice a little more.
Okay.
Look in the mirror so you don't talk in this voice like this. But otherwise, you are crowned Miss Gray and Green Show.
Woo!
She won! All right. So we'll think of a better topic next week. So if you're not interested in pageants, we'll find something that you might be interested in. And yeah, we love you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait. I can't say bye yet. Find us on iTunes. Oh, yeah. Gray and Green Show. Rate the show. We love your ratings.
Yes.
We're on Facebook. The Gray and Green Show.
Yeah.
Find us on Facebook. We're on Audio Boom, obvi.
Mm-hmm.
Rate the show. Email us. You know what we really do need? Give us some ideas.
Yeah. What do you want to hear us talk
about? Rachel and I run dry too. It's normal, but you just haven't, you know, a dry spell on ideas. Send us ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Email them or grayandgreenshow@gmail.com or find us on Facebook. Message me on Facebook, Jackie Green. Well, either way. And Kelsey officially has a Facebook page. It's called Afternoons with Kelsey.
Weekends with Kelsey.
I'm sorry. It's, yeah, because I'm on Afternoons. Weekends with Kelsey. Type in Weekends with Kelsey. You'll find her. Message us. We love you. Bye.
Bye.